I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a federal court orders Job Corps locations to remain open for now, and the Dallas City Council votes to rename Three Lakes in honor of tribes. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A federal court Wednesday halted the closure of Job Corps locations across the country. In May, the federal government announced it was pausing the Job Corps program, which helps people ages 16 through 24 with career training. The Associated Press reports a lawsuit is challenging the move, and the court ordered the government to keep the program running until the lawsuit is resolved. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma raised concerns about the program's closure, saying it was the first tribe to operate a Job Corps in 1978, and the program was serving around 150 students. In Texas, the city of Dallas plans to rename three man-made lakes along the Trinity River in honor of tribes. KERA News reports the city council voted Wednesday to name them Three Sisters Lakes, with each lake named after a tribe that has ties to the state. American Indian and Alaska Native communities in Colorado continue to face gaps in healthcare access, quality, and outcomes. According to a new analysis of the Colorado All-Payer Claims Database, Eric Galatis has more. The Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes recently received grants from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman reports, other housing-related funding for the tribes is a little less certain. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.